The game tonight on the Cave will be Onstead as they travel over here to Clinton. The broadcast this morning is brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, Clinton Hometown Pizza, La Fontaine Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Clinton, and Lenawee Community Mental Health. Okay, football talk with head coach Casey Randolph of the Clinton football team. Last time I was up here, big emotional win over a very good team, and you guys have just kept it rolling the last 5 weeks.
Well, we've been pretty fortunate so far. I mean, we're happy to be 6-0 right now. But yeah, that was an emotional win, game one. What a tough and great win that was for us, and has really propelled us to this point now. But our focus right now is Onstead, obviously. They're coming in here, and it's our last home game. It's senior night for us, and we want to make that a special game and send those seniors out right, because, you know, even though the possibility of playoffs is obviously there for us and should be, we don't want to take anything for granted, and we're not guaranteed home games. So we want to definitely make this one special at Wigner Field.
Yeah, and we're sort of in that time now where this senior class, we're in high school in the midst of COVID, right? So, I mean, every senior class probably from this year for the next few will be impacted by that, and they know it wasn't guaranteed we'll even play a game.
Absolutely. You know, I think that as tough as some of those things were for our kids and just society to go through, I think we've learned a lot, and resiliency and not taking things for granted have been a couple of those things for us. So we're thankful for the opportunity to play, and we're thankful to be at home again. So,
all right, what's the LCAA been like this year? And here's what you say. It's a tough league. You have to prepare every week. If you slip up, you're going to lose.
You know, there is a lot of parity, obviously, in the league, but there are also a couple teams that are struggling. I mean, you know, and they're well coached. They're just not where they normally are. So coming off last week, you know, defeating Dundee, you know, we had to face Jeremy Fielder, who's our former head coach and former defensive coordinator here. He's now the defensive coordinator over there. And that was a tough challenge. And I think that our kids handled that with poise and with great character, because that could have been an emotional game for them, because that's their former coach, right? And I think that the way that we handled that, the way that we took care of business, 34-7, says a lot. Created four turnovers on defense, but continued to drive and with a couple touchdown passes, run the ball well, and felt like we played pretty well that game.
Talking to head coach Casey Randolph of the Clinton Red Wolf football team. So I traveled a couple weeks ago to Blissfield when you played the Royals, and that's when we talked last.
Sure.
And you played a couple quarterbacks. How did that come about?
So we have two quarterbacks, and they each get series in the game. So they're both tough, great athletes, great leaders, and they both do different things very, very well. And really, it doesn't matter to us which one's under center. They both pose a threat to defenses, and they both lead our team very well. Early in the season, our young buck, you know, didn't get as much rotation. That's Andy Fair, and Coy Perry is our starter. But, you know, as he progresses and they continue to get better and better, both of them, you know, we look forward to having two quarterbacks lead our team.
So, yeah, I mean, when I watched it, it looked, I mean, it's the same offense. You're not running two different schemes for these kids, but they both run it really well.
Absolutely. We're very fortunate. I mean, not many teams are lucky to have one good quarterback, and right now we have two. And they're just phenomenal young men. They're each other's biggest fan, to be honest with you. It was a battle all summer. It was a battle every day in practice. You know, we could probably start either one of them at any given moment and not miss a beat. And that's saying a lot. To be at our level, this small school football, to be able to do that is phenomenal. So I have confidence in both those young men as leaders, as players, and what they bring to our team and the program.
All right, I like talking offensive line. We'll do that in a second.
Awesome.
But the guys running the football, again, it seems like whoever touches the ball is going to make something happen. Talk about it. I think it was Shadley had a pretty good game last week on both sides of the ball, didn't he?
Yeah, you know.
All three sides.
Well, we have two Shadleys, and one's a senior, one's a junior.
That's why I just said Shadley.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> So, you know, we'll talk about the senior first. Zach Shadley, senior captain, fullback. He's our one of our strong safeties. He's just having a phenomenal year. He's been, you know, getting, you know, right around 100 yards a game or just under, just over. Just been that consummate guy in the center of our thing. And then his younger brother, Nick Shadley, you know, is starting corner for us. Had some big interceptions for us. And honestly, you know, he's a guy that we count on in the defensive backfield quite a bit. But, you know, he's pretty exciting to watch run the ball. He's pretty shifty and hard to get a clean hit on once he gets going. And he's definitely come up big the last couple weeks for us. And they definitely give us a 1-2 punch. But as far as our backfield, I'll be honest, we're very fortunate. We're eight kids deep. And that's – I'm not even – any of those kids could start for us, and, you know, throughout the game, we're going to have six or seven guys rotating the backfield. In a full house tee, in any offense, that's a lot. And, you know, some people are like, well, you know, ride who's hot. Well, we take what the defense has given us. And it doesn't matter to anybody. It doesn't matter to coaches, kids. It doesn't matter who gets the ball. They all block, they all fake, and they all carry the ball with a little bit of purpose. So, I like that. I like that we've gotten rid of any kind of selfishness, and they just cheer each other on. And I like that we're cheering for each other's success more than they are their own individual success. And I think that celebrates what we've become as a program. The growth that we've had there is phenomenal, even more so than I thought was going to happen this fast.
So line play, I guess we can group offense and defense together. The two games I've watched, it's been domination right at the point of attack. That's important when you run the offense that you guys run here in Clinton, right?
It for sure it is. You know, I mean, I think everybody knows, there's no secret, we want to run the ball. We like to throw it when we want to, not when we have to. But our offensive line has done a phenomenal job. And, you know, I have to give hats off to the kids, but also to our coaching staff. You know, we've added to our coaching staff over the last couple of years, and they're just doing a great job of taking our philosophies and our mentality and taking it to another level. And our kids, you know, we anchor it at left tackle with senior Brandon Feltz. You know, he's a big big kid. He's about 6'4", 6'5", about 275, and he's got decent feet and can really move and get to the second level. And, you know, but he's not alone. You know, on the other side, tight end senior Nate Smith has been a dominating force. You know, Nate is every bit of 6'3", 6'4", 210 pounds, and at tight end, he's tough to handle. But you can go up and down the line. Senior Jake Gilson stepped in at center. We had a need at center. He was a tight end, wanted our guard, wanted to be in those positions. But, you know, Jake saw a need at center and has stepped up and led phenomenally and is really owning that position and taking us to another level. But Max Stitt, another senior tight end, phenomenal on both sides of the ball, great athlete, and just plays with a lot of passion. And his first step is really, really good. And we got a sophomore at the other one guard at Mason Brody, and a junior at the other guard and Wyatt Hicks. And those guys have been our starters. Got another junior in Teddy Pizio who rotates in, and a junior at right tackle at Nate Page. And all those kids are very good, but we're very fortunate to have solid backups as well. So we have kids that we could plug and play, and we've been able to create some depth based on good numbers. We're very fortunate to have some of the highest numbers in Clinton football history. You know, one of my coaches, Zach Manette, has been around Clinton football since birth. You know, his dad coached here for 33 years, and he's like, this is the most kids we've had playing K-12 that he remembers, and that guy's like a Clinton football historian, so I kind of take what he says for the gospel.
Talking with Casey Randolph, the head football coach here at Clinton, the game tonight, 7 o'clock against the Onstead Wildcats. Another situation, Coach, where you have to game plan against a team that wants to kind of spread the ball around. I know they've dealt with injuries. What have you seen on film from the Wildcats?
Well, they've been able to score points. They've scored points on pretty much everybody they've played. You know, they do run the spread. They want to run a lot of zone read. They want to stretch you a little bit, try to get the edge on you. You know, they have a sophomore, sophomore Xavier Gibbs, run the ball. And they got a couple nice targets, you know, to throw the ball to, too. And I know that they switch it up. I think the quarterback was Manders last week. But they have some things that they can do. It's just a matter of if they have time and the ability to do it. try to do what they're looking for. We're looking forward to the challenge of playing another spread team, playing a team with that has a lot of athletes. I know that they've had some injuries. I don't know exactly to who or what extent, but our focus is honestly is on us and how we play the game, both offensively and defensively, while we're obviously preparing for what they do well.
So you mentioned early on it's the last regular season home game. We'll see what the playoffs bring. And you're wearing a pretty special hat, and I've seen a couple kids walk around with certain T-shirts. Can you tell me what's special about today?
Well, this is our salute to service week. You know, we're saluting all branches of the military service. And high school counselor, Heidi Kutzley, does a tremendous job here at the high school in many avenues. And this is one of the things that she's kind of brought here. And this week, just yesterday, we had the Army National Guard here with their warrior fitness trailer, and all of our physical education kids went through that. It's a little bit of a tough workout for them, and we kind of like that. But just to honor those in our military branches is awful nice, and it's good to see kids and adults wearing things like this, saluting. You know, we're a school that, you know, we say the Pledge of Allegiance every day. Our kids stand up, and it means something here in Clinton for us. And I'm glad that we have an opportunity to honor them a week long.
Absolutely fantastic. Last home game of the regular season tonight at 7, Clinton and Onsted. I'll be here, so maybe we can talk after the game if you stick around.
Absolutely.
All right, Clinton head coach Casey Randolph for the football team here in Clinton.